This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM. I'm Esther Chamakili. A lot is happening this week in Montgomery as the 2016 legislative session winds down. Lawmakers passed a budget that left an $85 million hole in the state's Medicaid program, and the head of the Alabama GOP feels the need to defend the party. Here to discuss this and other news is Kyle Whitmire. He's the state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Hi, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle, let's start with the general fund budget that left Medicaid $85 million short of what officials say is needed to fund the program. Lawmakers held a public hearing on the matter recently, led by Senators Tripp Pittman and Arthur Orr. What was the hearing about?
Well, typically what happens in Alabama, or I hope in most state legislatures, is you hold these type of hearings first, and then you figure out what you need in your general fund budget. In the Alabama legislature, apparently we passed the general fund budget first, underfund Medicaid by $85 million, and then have hearings about what Medicaid's needs really are. But in large part, this is Medicaid pleading poverty, and senators, those two in particular, sort of browbeating the state Medicaid agency and asking lots of questions about, you know, how exactly people might try to commit fraud. And certainly those things probably happen, but that's not the picture that the state Medicaid agency put forward to this week.
A personhood bill quickly moving through the legislature could have an impact on certain people who receive Medicaid. How are these two items linked?
Well, I mean, that's what it really comes down to, right, is that most of the patients in Medicaid are either children or they are poor pregnant mothers. And here we have an Alabama legislature that is trying to outlaw abortion under the banner of being pro-life. But at the same time, they're cutting funding for the program that pays for almost half of live births in the state of Alabama. That's not being pro-life. That's being pro-gestation.
And Orr and Pittman seem concerned that the program attracts people who take advantage of the system. I mean, is that not the reality here?
Again, it's mostly, you know, mostly the people who are in the Medicaid system are children, pregnant women, and the elderly who don't have enough money to pay for nursing homes.
The House Budget Committee approved a compromised bill today that would use a lot, $55 million from BP oil spill money to help kind of fill that Medicaid hole. I mean, do you think $55 million, that's a little more than half of what they need?
Well, even if they approved the whole 85, the Alabama legislature has a long history of using one-time sources of revenue to pay for ongoing expenses. And 2016 doesn't seem to be any different than any other year we've seen so far.
In an op-ed for AL.com recently, Terry Lathan, head of the Alabama Republican Party, felt compelled to stand up and defend the state's GOP. Why, Kyle?
Well, typically lately it seems that Republican office holders run to Democratic trial lawyers to defend them, at least when the grand juries convene. But no, we have a party that has put in place two of the state's top politicians who are now embroiled in scandal. Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard, who goes on trial probably next month, and obviously Governor Bentley, who has been caught up in the sex scandal and is now the target of at least two, if not three, separate investigations.
So Lathan is basically standing up and saying, hey, Alabamians, you know, don't let two bad apples spoil the bunch. And then she went on to tout some of the GOP's accomplishments.
Right.
Let's discuss how she says they saved over $1 billion annually. What did they do?
Well, this has been a bragging point of Governor Bentley, that they've cut more than $1 billion, right, or saved. Right.
Saved.
Now, when I save money, I can put it in my savings account. Not that you get much interest there. I can put it in a little tin cup and hide it in my cupboard. And so I can take it out every now and then and look at it. State of Alabama can't do that. because the reality of this is that they didn't save anything. They just didn't have the money to spend. The economy went into the tank, tax revenues went through the floor, and they, in a panic, cut as much as they possibly could, just as we're seeing with Medicaid right now, and borrowed from trust funds that had to be paid back. State law doesn't allow them to have deficit spending, but they found a way to do it anyway. So some of the things that, Lathan is saying in this defense are just really disingenuous.
Kyle Whitmire is state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Kyle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.